This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Going along on a Wednesday here on 96.5 The Fan. Two shows left until the Christmas holiday for all of us here. Matt going back to Tennessee. Bob going to his house. And I will be at my house.
That's right.
So, enjoy the holiday. Hopefully you all are going to enjoy the holidays. We are a week away from Christmas Eve, which is insane.
In the membrane.
I was talking to a buddy of mine. He's got some kids, obviously, they go to school. And he was like, wait, tomorrow's a week until Christmas Eve? I was like, yeah, dude. Mm-hmm. He goes, God, he's like, school just started. We're already done with the first semester.
I know. It goes so fast. It really does. Like, I can't believe, you know, my kid is middle of her sophomore year. My other one's middle of her freshman year. Like, for those of you that have the kids and you go through the school stuff, the days sometimes seem very long. But then you look back and go, how are we at December already? It feels like it was just Halloween a year ago.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. Things do go fast. Careers, days, weeks, months, years, everything like that. Mm-hmm. We've asked, I think, a lot over the last week or so if we think Travis Kelce will come back next year.
Right.
And we've had Dayton Hughes on, who said that through his binoculars and his own eyes, he was kind of watching Travis Kelce. It seemed kind of like that whole, like, I'm going to soak all this in, like, I'm going to enjoy all of this. Like, when you did the last show with Kling, you were probably like, I'm not going to look at anything else. I'm just going to have a show with you and I. I'm mm-hmm. going to enjoy this, right? Because you knew it was coming.
Yeah.
Nobody really knows for a fact if it is the end for Travis Kelce, but there are signs, right? There are the podcast shows that he does on New Heights where he just seems frustrated and lost, where he said before, like, before I've done these things and now, like, they're not happening.
Mm-hmm.
The Dayton Hughes content on what he was doing during the national anthem and soaking up the crowd, right? Like, seeing all of that. And then there's this.
Battled through everything. And he's going to battle through this. It's the only way this guy is wired, man. He's a fearless warrior when it comes to this football thing. And he's going to make sure that he comes back stronger than ever. Hopefully the Chiefs can get it.
Why did that stop?
Because I wanted to make sure you heard that last part.
Back as soon as possible. I know right now it's kind of right around that week one or the beginning of the season next year. So I know he's going to be doing everything he can to get back out on that field for the Chiefs as soon as possible, man.
So he says the Chiefs.
The Chiefs twice, not us.
Now, again, we are here to entertain and have fun and also maybe have theories. And wouldn't you think, like, you guys listening probably hate when radio hosts say, you know, we are going to try to play, you know, the best we can the rest of the season. I think we saw, you know, when we're not part of the team and we say we, it's not professional, I guess you could say, because I'm not part of the Chiefs. They are not part of me. But normally Travis Kelce's like, you know what, we'll be back next year, and I think we're going to get him back and healthy. The Chiefs, the Chiefs.
Yeah, he said it twice of that. And somebody had texted me that, you know, this morning with a pretty good connection to the organization. They're like, did you hear this New Heights podcast yet? I'm like, it's 7:45 in the morning. No, I have not. And that was the clip that I got. And I'm like, wow, that is very loud, if you will, that he said the Chiefs twice in that clip. And this comes on the heels of the story in the Daily Mail yesterday, right? Not the Daily Planet, but the Daily Mail. It's like the gossip rag over in London. And it says exclusive, Travis Kelce has changed his mind about retirement because of the nightmarish season. Mm-hmm. And so I started to read through all of that. I sent that to somebody within the organization as well. No comment received back on that article about Travis Kelce. Not that I was really expecting one, but they are saying with Patrick being injured now, it kind of changes everything. And that's kind of the feeling that I thought, oh man, you don't want to have your last pass as a Chief from Gardner Minshew. I mean, that kind of sucks. No offense, GM, but it's like, I really want to play with Patrick maybe one more time. And look, I would welcome Travis back with open arms if he wants to come back. But I also understand it's probably best for the organization to move on from Travis Kelce. And then to hear him say that in his podcast, like, I can't wait to play with him next year or we or anything like that. That was done, I think, in a, what's the word? A deliberate way to say the Chiefs, because he said it twice. That's not Travis Kelce just saying the Chiefs. That's Travis Kelce, I think, deliberately saying the Chiefs, because if he says we, then everybody expects Travis Kelce's going to be back next year. He says the Chiefs, you have that door a little bit open, but I think even so, more so closed, because if he was going to come back, I think he'd be more excited. Like, hey, we'll be back next year and doing this thing, but who knows, man? He's leaving that door kind of cracked a little bit for both sides, whether he's going to go or stay.
And, you know, battled through everything, and he's going to battle through this. It's the only way this guy is wired, man. He's a fearless warrior when it comes to this football thing, and he's going to make sure that he comes back stronger than ever. And you know, hopefully the Chiefs can get him back as soon as possible. I know right now it's kind of right around that week one or the beginning of the season next year. So, I know he's going to be doing everything he can to get back out on that field for the Chiefs, as soon as possible, man.
Talk to you later.
I mean, that's where I'm
well
at.
Well played, man.
That's where I'm at. I mean, I think it's pretty obvious. I think it's pretty much done, and that's okay. And I think this is a lesson to humans and especially athletes. Like, we always talk about saying goodbye on your own terms, right? And I think a lot of us think about, like, oh man, I hope Travis can say goodbye on his own terms. Think about him getting hurt.
It's like when Miss Piggy and Kermit said goodbye in Muppets Take Manhattan. I cry like a baby every single time.
Exactly. We don't think about, though, that it's not just about you getting hurt or about you. It's about everything else being not in your control too. And this wasn't in his control. He never probably thought about, oh, you know, I hope I don't get hurt. I'll keep myself healthy. I'll get in better shape. Man, everything else has got to stay the same. And it didn't happen this year. And this is just a lesson. Hey man, trying to say goodbye on your own terms as many times as Travis has had the opportunity to, it's not going to happen every time. And this is the time. This is the kind of the universe saying,
go.
Good job, man. See you later.
It's okay.
It's all right. We love you. Yeah. You did amazing. You're one of the best, if not the best. See ya.
Yeah.
I think the other thing, too, with people that don't even give it a thought that he could be done is denial.
Are there people out there that don't think he's going to be done?
Yes.
Oh, wow. What world are you in? Is there vacancy? Because that seems like a nice place.
Yeah. And I think some of those people, because I could see both sides. You know, the best part of his career was he and Patrick Mahomes. I'm sure you saw the videos yesterday, the video that went on Twitter where it was just like a montage of he and Patrick having fun together and playing in the season together. And everybody's like, if I had to watch this, you have to too. And yes, my allergies are acting up in December. Yeah, for sure. But I mean, let's cut this cake into two parts, right? On one part is team, he'll come back. They had the worst season that they've had. Mahomes got injured. He's not finishing the season with Gardner Minshew. He's not missing the season without making a shot at the Super Bowl. And why would he go out like that? Okay. Well, here's the other side of it. Life has happened for Travis Kelce, right? The guy's getting married in June. I'm sorry. For those of you that think our radio show is we show up at 5:58, we pop on the microphones and it starts. That's not how this works. That's also not how weddings work. You don't get married on June 13th and just show up to the altar. You're like, yes, let's do it. I do. We're out. You plan. You do all this stuff. You guys know very well how that is. You've heard what Danen Hughes has said. You're seeing an emotional Travis. When he dropped that pass against Houston, which wasn't a great pass, but it ended up being in his hands and to be an interception, his demeanor, his mannerisms on the bench, that wasn't him throwing his helmet down. To me, that was a guy that was like, you know what? That sucks. That's probably it. And I'm just going to sit here and I'm going to enjoy this. I know that this is messed up. And then you hear how he talks to Jace afterwards, where he's like, I used to be able to do this sort of stuff. And then you hear that audio of, well, I think the Chiefs will have him back. You know, if we were here yesterday and Nathan's like, is Mac okay? I was like, oh yeah, he'll be back with the show. Like, no worries. Like, if this show was no going to be, it'd be like, well, I'm sure 96.5 will make sure he's fine when he comes back and they'll, you know, get him everything. And he's, we wouldn't say it that way. Mm-hmm. So I think that if you're in denial because you're not looking at the signs, that's on you. But I also can give you some sort of credit to think to yourself, why wouldn't you go out like this? If the Super Bowl was where they thought they were going to be better than they were this year, it didn't happen.
Right.
You missed the playoffs. Your quarterback tore his ACL. You did everything you could have done as a player to produce. And then you look at outside the game, right? He'll be 37 next year. Does he want to go through it all over again and get married and do all this stuff and continue to do it? Or is he satisfied? And at the end of the day, that comes with Travis Kelce. And that's in his own mind and his own decision, which is the vague way to say it. But you also look at, yes, last week's media opportunity. You can be mad at him. I know there's a couple of people in this building that are upset that he didn't talk to the media for the second week in a row. But after his quarterback tore his ACL, he said, guys, right now is not the time. I'll talk to you sometime next week.
And I think that's a fair response. I really do. I mean, like, the last thing you want to do is have a microphone in your face when your best friend just got shredded on the field and the season's over. Like, I understand it's part of the deal and you have to do that. But I also respect the fact that Travis Kelce is 35 years old, the best that has ever lived, and one of the greatest players in Kansas City sports history. He can take a pass like that and not speak. And at least he said it, you know, this time and didn't just run out the back door of the locker room like Kendrick Lewis or somebody like that. You know, like he kind of took the high road on that. But now he owes it to everybody this week to have a conversation. Obviously, not just the podcast. He should meet the media, you know, this week, Wednesday, whenever they normally talk and do their thing. I think he should be a part of the media kind of scrum this week. But, you know, I look at Travis Kelce and I think back to a moment that had a big impact on me in my career in you know, covering sports and learning about life. And it was from Roy Williams. And when he wasn't getting along with Al Bowl, the athletic director, he called him the athletic director, or would refer to it as that office upstairs. When people start to do stuff like that, that's when you kind of know that the writing is on the wall. And that was, you know, 20 some years ago. And that's always stuck with me, that when somebody refers to something not as we or they or by name, they probably don't like that, or they're probably getting ready to move on, and they're probably trying to separate themselves from that. And when I heard Travis Kelce say the Chiefs, not once.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
But twice in that, I start to realize it probably is over for Travis Kelce, and it stinks that his career has to end like in this form, but it doesn't take away from what he accomplished for 15 years here in Kansas City and how awesome he was both on and off the field.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.